Good morning, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Great to have you aboard this morning for this 33-degree Friday. And first thoughts this morning, as it is the 8th of May. We're already into the second Friday of this fifth month of the year. Great gift offers from Wib Incorporated this month. Crowder's Exile. More creative and original thoughts from Crowder about this side of heaven and looking toward heaven. His 12-song lineup includes Southern rock and roll style song Grave Robber that delivers the celebratory news of redemption. All ahead of his appearance at One Fest as the Friday night headliner on July 31st. And also, we've got Otto's Tales, the National Anthem and Pledge of Allegiance kids book in time for June's Flag Day and America's 250th birthday on the 4th of July. Teach your kids and grandkids the history and meaning of our Star-Spangled Banner and Pledge of Allegiance with young Dennis and Otto, his bulldog pup, and an exciting time travel through history, colorfully illustrated and published by PragerU. All right, it is the Wib Wake Up Show this morning, and we'd like to bring you this day in history. And Dawson and I kind of sharing this as he tackles it typically, most often, 245 to 250 on the drive here on WWIB. And we get it for you, kind of built this into first thoughts as our second element. On this day in 1945, the final surrender of the German forces was celebrated in Great Britain. It would soon be known as VE Day, Victory in Europe. President Truman reminded Americans that the war in the Pacific was not yet over.
Our victory is but half won. The West is free, but the East is still in bondage to the treacherous tyranny of the Japanese.
Meanwhile, in London, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill told his people,
"It is your victory. Victory of the cause of freedom."
Also on this day, in 1970, a bit of music history unfolding as the Beatles released their 12th and final album, Let It Be, in tandem with the group's documentary of the same name. In 1978, David Berkowitz pled guilty to the murder charges against him in the New York City Son of Sam killings. He later went on to come to faith in Christ, I do believe. In 1980, the World Health Organization announced the eradication of smallpox. And on this day in 1984, the Soviet government announced it would boycott the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Finally, we close with our last Bob Goff Devo of the week from his terrific devotional, Live in Grace, Walk in Love. And today, don't put down sod where God is planting seed. He wants us to grow, not look finished. 1 Corinthians 7:24 says, "Brothers and sisters, each person as responsible to God should remain in the situation they were in when God called them." Goff writes, "When spring rolls around, I always admire my neighbor's lawns. I only have to walk by a few before I start to wonder why mine doesn't look as good as theirs. You can imagine how excited I was the year I found out I could plant sod instead of seed and have a manicured lawn in an instant. For a little extra money, I could take a shortcut and have a pristine yard in no time. I learned in the process, though, that sod delivers a pretty lawn faster, but faster isn't always better. After a few months, some sections were patchy and parched. It's because the grass is grown on different soil. Good looks aren't always a reflection of good health." Bob Goff says, "When we let his grace take root in our hearts, we don't just act like Jesus on the outside. We become more like Jesus on the inside. We become more patient with people who need a lot of grace. We're less interested in our image and more interested in people who are rejected by everyone else. God has you planted right where he wants you. Don't envy your neighbor's lawn or wish you were growing at a different rate. We might be able to look at the part faster if we fake it, but our shortcuts will fade and become like a patchy lawn. So, in conclusion, Bob Goff says, don't plant sod where God wants you to put seeds. Trust his process in your life. He's more interested in making us grow than having us look finished. Today's question, where are your feet planted? What would it look like for you to bloom there? All right, we got it for you. Birthdays, anniversaries, whatever you're celebrating, we want to celebrate right along with you here on WWIB, where we are family. And we start off on the WIB.com/celebrations page, and we see an anniversary and a birthday today. So, yeah, you just go to WIB.com/celebrations, fill out the info. It's exciting. We're getting more and more people participating every month, and that means they're eligible for the big drawings at the end of the month. All right, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We usually have Film Friday with Andrea Polnasek. She's been away in Georgia for a while now, working on a movie with her sister Alexandra, Breaking Joy. It's the first movie that Andrea's done with a horse involved, so we'll look forward to hearing about that. But we had pre-recorded a number of conversations, but somehow we needed to record one more. We didn't, and so we'll visit back with her, starting again next Friday here after 6:45 on WWIB. But in the meantime, caught a lyric there, part of the song from David Leonard, Well Done, which made me think of this bit from Tim Hawkins.
My parents used to pray this with me in the dark when I was a kid. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to give. If I should die, before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul.
Sweet dreams. In the morning, maybe. I don't know. 50-50, I can't guarantee anything. Oh, and don't let the bed bugs bite. Psycho.
He just makes me laugh. He makes me laugh. And now he's been at Eau Claire a couple of times. Come on back, Tim. We'd love to see you. Well, we've been talking about it all week long. Mother's Day is on Sunday. So, again, if you don't remember, don't blame us.
Yes, we've been trying to let you know. You even regaled me with an interesting piece of history about when Mother's Day began.
Yeah, the very first Mother's Day was actually in West Virginia in 1908. So they got the ball rolling.
All right. I would have thought that it started earlier than that. But 1908, I guess, is so we're talking about 118 years of Mother's Day being observed.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to hopefully being able to honor my mom, my mother-in-law, mm-hmm. and my wonderful wife on Mother's Day as well, too. I've mentioned before, my mom is just incredible hard worker and just always behind the scenes, never seeking the spotlight, never wanting the spotlight, but always just supporting everyone else. And my mom, pastor's wife, homeschool mom, and she's just holding so many things together.
I know her through you. I know she makes the best peanut butter chocolate pie I've ever tasted. But then also, just thinking of being a mother of nine, the grandkids, and then this cousin camp idea that your parents do is just, I've never heard of anybody else doing that before. So
it's pretty awesome. The kids look forward to that.
And I got an awesome mom, too, and a wonderful wife. I got to say, I didn't get married until I was 34. I don't know if I'd ever be a dad. But thank you to Peggy for making that a reality. And so I'm hitting the road to go see my mom as well tomorrow.
Well, shout out to Margie, and hope you have a wonderful, wonderful time together.
Thanks.
First, a quick word. Our friend Ryan from Fall Creek let us know on the WIB listener line as we were talking about our mothers. He said, I'd like to give a shout out to my mom in heaven. He says she was an encouragement, prayer warrior, and a true woman of God. She's missed but always remembered. And Vicky loved the song It's About the Cross by Go Fish. So we'll have that one coming up in her honor. But what we've been promising talking about this morning, Halvo, brand new music debuting right here first on WWIB from Josiah Queen.
Make Heaven Crowded, the name of it, getting its debut right now on WWIB.
I heard an atheist say, no one really believes. 'Cause if it was good news, they'd tell everyone they see. I'm done being afraid to speak of the name of the one that has saved my soul. No, I'm not ashamed, I'll follow the way, far past my comfort zone. Make heaven crowded, billion souls, till every nation and tribe, every tongue will come home. I'm about it, call me a fool, I don't care what they say, I will shout it. Make heaven crowded. Tasted and seen, and kept the recipe quiet. There's a feast at the table, and all are invited. I'm done being afraid to speak of the name of the one that has saved my soul. No, I'm not ashamed, I follow the way, far past my comfort zone. Make heaven. Than being afraid to speak of the name of the one that has saved my soul. No, I'm not ashamed, I follow the way, far past my comfort zone. The harvest is due and the workers are few. If it's just me, I'll do it alone. I'll be your hands and your feet anywhere that you lead, till the day that you welcome me home. Make heaven crowded, billions of souls, fill every nation and tribe, every tongue will come on.
Mother's Day is Sunday.
This year, I'm going to get mom something extra expensive, like a tank of gas.
Wow.
Maybe a half tank. Did you hear about this? Mexico City is sinking rapidly, with new data showing rates exceeding half an inch of sinkage per month.
Well, on the bright side, they're getting closer to the subway without having to build new tunnels.
There you go. Silver lining.
A home with 59 bathrooms is for sale in Bel Air, Los Angeles.
The previous owner reportedly spent his final years trying to update the wallpaper in all of them.
Wow.
A study found that people lowered their risk of developing serious diseases such as diabetes and heart problems by eating 2 ounces or approximately 14 walnuts each day.
Let's see, for me to consume 14 walnuts, how many chocolate sundaes would they take?
That's the kind of math I like.
A poll found that over half of those asked would rather have a man drive than a woman.
Well, that makes sense. The man can drive and the woman can remind him not to ignore Google Maps.
Teamwork.
Research shows that if a person is hungry, they will buy more even when it's non-food items.
So that explains why they sell lottery tickets at the same place they sell Doritos.
Ah.
And finally, a survey found that American newlyweds know very little about their spouse's financial situation.
Or why the IRS just confiscated all their wedding gifts.
Bummer.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, here's a headline for you. Not only new music from Josiah Queen, our music director Greg Stewart just let us know. How about a brand new one from Forrest Frank? This is called OK on WWIB.
Lord, I'm just grateful that I got to wake up today. You take my worries and hurries and fade them to gray. You have good plans for me, that's what you say. That's how I know everything is gonna be.
And it's time for our final drawing, our final winner announcement with our Festival Foods Mom's Night Off contest. And Megan from Eau Claire is joining us. She's our final winner. Her name was drawn this morning. Megan, congratulations. And tell me just a little bit about your family, if you would.
Thank you. I'm I'm married to my husband, and we have 3 kids, 5, almost 4 next week, and 2. So we're pretty busy.
3 kids under 5. I mean, I have 4 children, but my youngest is 3, and I just think about if there were 2 others in our home close to his age, just how busy he is. So I'm guessing you probably rarely get a chance to even sit down, much less get a night off. So hopefully this is a blessing
Correct.
To you.
I had to go in the other room just to be able to talk to you. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Megan, we won't keep you on the phone long. Again, just our friends at Festival Foods and Mike on Cinemas, we want to honor moms leading up to Mother's Day, so we're going to give you a $25 Festival Foods gift card. Maybe take a night off cooking. I don't know if you're the primary cook, but grab something from that Heat and Eat deli. Make it simple, and hopefully a date night with your husband at some point if you can get somebody to watch the kids as well, too. We'll give you those Mike on Cinemas movie passes. But hopefully it's just a blessing, and more than the prizes, we and our friends at Festival just want moms to know that they're seen and loved and appreciated. So thank you for investing yourself in the lives of your family, Megan.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you to everyone who entered our text contest this morning for that 12-inch beautiful hanging floral basket from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake. They're right by the Turtleback Golf Course. That's worth $47.99. And our winner from everyone who entered is Teresa Rugroden from Ladysmith. Congratulations, Teresa from Ladysmith. Thank you for listening. Thank you for entering. And we're going to send your name on over to Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake so you can pick up a hanging basket, a 12-inch hanging basket of your choice. Congratulations, Teresa from Ladysmith.
I love doing the best of the week. It gives me a chance to review what we've done. And again, I'm encouraged because we had a lot of good stuff hit the editing floor. We've boiled it down to this, the best of the week.
Hi, this is Julie from Rice Lake. I have 5 kids. They're all adults now, and I just love that they all call or text me almost every day. And I love this new season of life that we're in, a different relationship where we can talk like grown-ups and have deep conversations or just talk about everyday things, but to be able to be in their lives even when they're busy and I'm busy, and it's such a blessing to me.
Hi, Shelley and Shatak. My highlight of the weekend was watching the Derby and having our first campfire at the cabin of the year. It was a great evening outside at the campfire. Thank you.
The pitch, swing and a miss! It's a baker's dozen of strikeouts for Cale Holm. And McDonald wins it 6-1 on the road.
Good morning. This is Julie from Eau Claire. My daughter just celebrated a birthday on Tuesday, and I just was able to give thanks for the wonderful human being that she turned out to be, and for the blessing that I got to be her mom.
If you're average, if you're typical, you'll do this over 20 times per day. If you're typical, you'll do what over 20 times per day? What do we do over 20 times per day? Think verbal.
This is Gloria from Barron.
Hey, Gloria, what do you think?
I'm sorry.
What do you think? What's your guess?
I think it's I'm sorry.
You
say it 20 times.
I was like, oh, I thought I spoke up loud enough. Tina from Chippewa, what do you think?
Is it saying no?
Is it saying no? If you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. Is it saying no?
Yes, it is.
You're going to Blueview Greenhouse and pick up your hanging basket. Congratulations.
Yeah, so it's not just toddlers that say no. And yeah, if you're typical, if you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. I think it's like 22 times per day on average. I'm not sure who followed behind someone and just saw how many times they said no, but
please track all your no's today.
Hi, this is Evelyn from Fall Creek. My weekend went really good. Yesterday, I got my ears pierced by my grandma, and the morning before I got that done, my pregnant cat Sophie had her kittens, and she had 5 of them, and they're all so adorable and cute.
Go to wersgala.com.
We had the Groundhog Day flood, Caleb, and today, in a half an hour, Wersgala will be in our upstairs bathroom today. So
here's the thing. When I hear Groundhog Day flood, I know you're referring to the date it happened, but I'm thinking, what if it flooded again and again and again in your home?
Know,
I'm not really
know.
Sure that's something you want to go through.
It sort of felt like it, Caleb, reliving it day by day. So grateful to them. They come out. They do a great job with the estimate. I'll tell you what, they got us the estimate the very same day.
They are very professional. Yeah.
This is Hope from Rice Lake. My weekend highlight was my
oldest son decided to get baptized on Sunday.
Liz from Menominee. The thing that I really, truly love about being a mom, all the things just wrapped into one summary, is I didn't get to grow up with God, but when I became a mom, I got to experience God's love for his children.
Mm.
And so being a mom just reflects on that, how much God loves me and his unconditional love, and that I get to pass that on to my kid.
The best of the week reminding us we do the show with you, with the listeners. Always interactive. The WIB Wake Up Show.
WWIB, we are family.